Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fix the Whale podcast. My name's Sam Avery and I'm here with Katie Tracy.
Hi everyone.
And we are two comedians and we are going to try and fix the whale by addressing one problem at a time. Every episode we'll get through 4 to 5 problems, we'll try and fix them, and at the end we will decide amongst us, there's only two
amongst
of us,
the two of us.
Between us, if we have fixed or failed. And it feels a bit like we're marking our own homework here, but you know, no one else can decide.
And also, it's up to us then.
We are the judge, jury and executioner, and we're going to get stuck into some of these problems. And if you've got any problems you want us to fix, get in touch with us through the channels. I said this last week, through the channels. We didn't actually have any channels last week, but now we've got channels.
We've got channels. Get involved.
We are channeled up, so you can get us on like all the social media stuff, get us through there. I'm not going to give
up. If you've got a problem that's so bad that you need fixing it, what's the first thing you do? You find our podcast and you get in touch with us. Don't call the emergency services.
No.
Don't write to your local MP. Just follow us.
Follow us.
We'll help.
We'll be more efficient, quicker, and probably resolve it quick. We're like the A-team, aren't we?
Yeah.
We'll get locked in a garage, but we'll burst through having welded together a fridge. And
after I've drug sandwiched some cookies and milk.
I ain't going on no podcast, fool. I love milk, though, so and cookies as well. Who doesn't like that? And drugs. So, you know, just give
all
me
all your favourite things.
Yeah, that's just a little 11s for me.
The Great British Bake Off.
Yeah. Write that down. It's a great, great idea for a TV show.
Yeah.
Do you know, talking about emergencies, the was one of the police forces on Twitter, they had to like state, if you've got an emergency, please don't tweet us. Please dial 999.
What kind of world do we live in?
Well,
that's what I want to
know.
We live
in a modern world where morons are everywhere.
Ironically, if you do dial 999, I know someone who waited 4 hours for an ambulance, so she probably would have been quicker tweeting.
Getting a pizza's quicker than getting an ambulance.
Yeah.
But anyway, how have you been?
I've been well. I've had a few days on going out and socialising and drinking.
Have you?
And I don't regret any of it.
No, good. You shouldn't regret stuff in life.
I had a great time. It was money well spent. I went out to watch the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, brilliant. Don't spoil it. I've recorded it. No, I haven't. Britain got nilpwa, didn't they?
Nilpwa.
Where did you go to watch it?
We went to Camp Inverness. And if you ever get the chance, go. It's hilarious. It was a brilliant atmosphere. And everyone was just well into it. I thought nobody would be interested, really. I thought it'd just be a chance to sit there and chat. But we were whooping and cheering like we were there.
Like you were in the room.
Like we were in some remote city in Eastern Europe.
Oh, sounds like bliss. What was the biggest moment? Was it when they were singing or when the results were coming in?
I think the moment that got the boos was when Amanda Holden announced the points that Britain was awarding everybody else. She just made an absolute tit of herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose they're the moments, though, when I feel proud to be British, when we get absolutely nothing in a singing competition.
Yeah. Oh, there was also an act, I can't remember what country it was, but one of his dancers had a peace sign outfit on.
Oh.
So I thought it was this, but it was the peace sign, and a little head was poking up ear, and a little feet were like that, and she was just dancing around, and That was memorable.
I would love to know someone who works on the wardrobe of the Eurovision Song Contest, because those outfits aren't getting used again, are they? And I would love access to them, because then I would just go to Tesco dressed as, who was that Norwegian death metal group? I'd just go round. You'd get to the front of the queue straight away, wouldn't you?
I mean, I know a few girls who go out looking like they've been dressed by the wardrobe department.
I've been out with a few girls who look like they were in that
I've
band.
I've been one of them girls. I'm going to hold my hands up.
So I've had a few problems this week. I've had a leaky roof. My roof was leaking.
Oh, it's a euphemism, or
it's a euphemism for having a mental breakdown. No, it's not. I just a literal. People say literally a lot now, and they don't mean literally. But I literally mean my roof was leaking. There was rain. I was watching Jumanji with the kids, and it was like a jungle scene, which is the whole film really. And the rain came down, and I thought, wow, this is perfect, isn't it? And then I thought, the rain in the kitchen sounds a little bit louder than it should do.
Life imitating art.
A little bit, yeah. Like Jumanji had come to life and sucked us into the game. So I just went to check it out, and there was
Tiger in the kitchen.
Dwayne Johnson was stood in front of the fridge. And there was literally water, and I don't use this word lightly, pissing through the ceiling. And so I ran out to the front, got soaked in the rain. And then maybe it's because I was watching an action movie. I took my top off. Trying to resolve the question.
Of course you did.
My wife came in and she went, what are you doing with your top off? And I said, I'm trying to sort this leak. And in the end, it was something to do with the gutters, and then we got the roof fixed. But then the next day, I went out, came back in, and the roof had leaked again. And as I was trying to sort it out, a neighbour knocked on the door and said, "You've left your car window open," and the car was soaked as well.
That's a nightmare, wasn't that?
So I took my top off again, and everything was fine.
And now all the neighbours have put the houses up for sale.
They have, yeah. So basically what I'm doing is I'm trying to just plummet the house prices in our street so that people can swoop in and make a load of money. And
Let us know.
It's working.
Let us know how that goes.
So we're trying to not just fix the world, but fix the property market.
I mean, ultimately you're trying to fix everything this week.
Call me Jim. Don't call me that. There's worse things to be called, but not many. So, Kate, should we attack our first problem for the week? What's our first problem this week that we are going to fix?
I believe our first problem is how to fix aging.
Aging. Not Asia. Aging.
Not Beijing.
Not Beijing either.
Aging.
Beijing used to be called something else. Peking. Was it Peking? Yeah. So why did they change? Why did they change the name? It's not a quiz.
Because of British colonialism.
Is that what it was?
We decided it was called Peking.
Oh, God. We are the problems at the root of everything. We are horrible, aren't we?
We ruin everything.
No wonder we got nil pois.
We don't allow anything nice.
This one for Peking, baby. Beijing, sorry. So, said the colonial
What do you hate about aging?
Aging. I hate the fact that I look and feel worse probably every day than I did the day before.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not going to say there's not some benefits, and maybe we could get onto the benefits as well.
Yeah.
But there's that, and also the fact that certain things appear on your body and you know they're going to be there forever then.
But they appear out of nowhere with no warning.
I went to the doctors. I've got this little thing appeared on my forehead, about 5 years ago now. And I went to the doctors and I said, "I just want to check this isn't cancer." Because that's what you do when you get over 30. You think everything's cancer. Yeah. Oh,
go on Google.
Google or Siri. Get Siri to kind of diagnose your symptoms.
Yeah.
Which is a terrible idea, especially because he doesn't talk with any bedside manners, does he? He's just...
I don't use Siri because I think it's weird and daft. But do you have to start the conversation by saying, "Hey, Siri"?
I don't, but I've got manners. I was brought up well. So I say, "Hi, Siri. Sorry to bother you. Just wondered if you could help me with a little jam I've got myself into." And then he just goes, "I cannot help you." He's not very helpful, to be honest, but...
You said, "Hey Siri, I've got this mark on me."
Well, no, I went to a real doctor. I was being a little bit silly there. I went, Siri. I went to the doctor and I just said, "I've got this thing on my head. Can you just check it's not cancer?" And he went, "Oh no, it's just a little bit of, skin."
An aging spot.
I said, "Is it going to disappear?" And he went, "Oh no, that'll be there till the end now."
Maybe you'll get loads and then all just join up.
Maybe, yeah.
What, years ago they used to call them liver spots?
Yeah.
Blah.
Yeah. Your nan had... liver's not a nice thing.
No.
Spots aren't a nice thing.
I'm getting them on my hands. I've got hands like Mary Berry. Little liver-spotted pterodactyl.
Have you got a soggy bottom as well?
Sometimes. So is she, by all I've heard. So,
yeah, well, I mean, just look at her. She does look like she's a prime candidate for wet bum.
But she's an example of why aging's, like, bad, because she's a very accomplished cook. She had a big family, a big lovely house. But when I watch her try and drain a big pan of pasta, my nerves go, because her little hands, her little tiny arms, and I think she's going to drop it. There's going to be an accident.
She doesn't look strong, does she?
No, but imagine getting to an age where you're too old and weak to pick up a pan of pasta to drain it. I don't want that in my life.
To be honest, some of the pans of pasta I make just for myself are so heavy. Like, you need, like, Jeff Capes, and I'm aware that reference is very dated, but I don't watch World's Strongest Man because I'm normally hungover on New Year's Day. But, like, I mean, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, sort of just bending down to pick a drop biscuit up and...
That's it. You get older and you just make a noise when you're putting your socks on. It's like it comes with a sound effect.
Well, what do you hate about not being old? That's a terrible thing. Getting older. Let me rephrase that.
I hate the fact that my body makes a noise when I move. I go upstairs and I hear this like random click in my leg, and I'm like, "What? Why?" I've started to have sound effects.
Where do you click?
My knee.
Your knee. Just one knee or two?
Just one knee.
I've just got one knee that clicks, and my hip started to hurt recently as well.
It's a bad scene. It is a bad scene. It's heavy. I also hate the fact that I don't recover well from having a drink
No.
as I get older.
So how did you get on recently, Lynn, the last weekend?
Well, I'm quite lucky as a general rule, I don't get hangovers. But that is not to say I don't look like I've got a bad hangover the next day. I look the roughest. I'm talking like bad girls, the prisoner cell block age.
Oh,
just Lizzie, come out of solitary. That's how rough I look the next day. I feel marvellous. I can do my housework and get on with my life and go and get ready and go out again. But that first hour when I wake up, and I remember when I was young, seeing adults in the house getting up the next day going, ugh, and that's how I feel now.
Yeah. I hate those people who just jump up and feel and look amazing.
Oh, I'm just going to go for a run.
Yeah. I just like to sweat it out, you know, do some squats. I like to go to Mackey's, eat some in the car before I get back to my family with what I've actually bought to eat at home.
Do you ever do that when you go the drive-through? Like, yeah. Get like, I don't really have McDonald's much, but when I go, if I go for like everybody, I buy myself a little quick cheeseburger and I eat it from McDonald's 2 hours in the car. It's like about 2 minutes. So I just shove it. And I'm hoping, because it's a T-junction, that the traffic will be dead busy, so I can just eat my cheeseburger slowly. But I'm generally still chewing it when I pull up at our house.
Yeah, but you can always wait outside, can't you? You just got to hide the bags. You've got to hide the it feels like what a drug addict must be, because you've got to like hide the, you know, the evidence of your filthy.
You need to stop hiding the evidence.
Filthy
just,
secrets.
Just be, put it out there.
Be bold.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, that's another thing about getting old is I can put on weight like that.
In a weekend?
Like, oh, in a day. I put 10 pounds on in 2 days a couple of weekends ago, and that was partly due to a big Mackey's. But it's unbelievable. And my problem is when I'm trying to lose weight is that I try and like sort of before I start a diet or whatever, I try and have this like last 2 days while I'm going on the diet.
I call it your last Fandango.
Last hurrah, we call it in our house. Fandango's even better. But then my, willpower doesn't kick in. So
the
my
amount
whole...
of last Fandangos I have, probably my whole bi-monthly Fandango.
My life is a last Fandango.
Yeah.
But or you just think a Fandango?
If as a woman can go to bed feeling thin and nice and wake up the next day and will have put on a stone overnight without doing anything.
I'm just glad I'm not a woman.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why, and I don't want to get into, you know, trans issues, and whatever you do is fine with me. Honestly, I'm all in support of it, but I can't understand why anyone would transition from a man to a woman, because it's so much easier being a man.
Yeah.
I think, having only lived this life as a man. You know,
men have the easiest ride out of all the genders.
Totally. And even when it comes to aging, you know, men get older. An old man who's single, he's a little bit of a, what do they call him? Silver fox. So look at him. He joins a ballroom club. You know, there's just, you know, women hanging off him.
But I wouldn't join a ballroom club if I was an old single woman.
No.
I'd be a Matthew Sheath. I'd be looking for the young single men.
Mustang Sally! Put the mic down, Pete Price. It's my turn. I'd join the ballroom club if I was, because apparently that's the place to pick up the old days. I'm thinking of joining one now, but I don't think it's for me. I think I'm going to wait till I'm 60 and a widower.
That seems like a very specific life plan you've got there, Sam.
Do you know what? Just saying that out loud.
Does like, your wife need to be worrying?
It's all right. She never listens or watches anything that I'm involved in, which is partly why I'm going to end up. As a widower. No, this is going to be evidence in a court case.
Yeah, one day. Yeah. I'll be in a press conference.
But then chicks love a bad boy, so I'll be an old, single murderer.
I mean, you can't get badder than that.
I mean, and that's why...
he's so cool. I already murdered his wife.
Oh, no. Wow. Is he single? Good God. When you speak to someone who's like 20... or they're turning 20 and they're like, I can't believe how old I am. Oh my God.
I just want to get away from me. Get in the bin, child.
Slap them in the face.
What do you like about getting older?
Experience. Confidence. Mm. Not confidence, like, I don't mean like standing up and telling people what you think about things, even though we are in the middle of recording the podcast, which is exactly what this is. I mean, just confidence in yourself and like not worrying about, I know we talked about like, looking older and getting older, but I don't really care as much. And
no, I like being confident enough to just, I say no to things now. Whereas before I was a bit of a gobshite and I'd say, oh yeah, I'll do that. Or I'll go there. And now I go, no. And I don't even say why. anymore. Instead, because like you know, you don't really don't want to do it, and you go, oh no, I can't because I've got to stay in because the lechy man's coming or something like that. Now, if someone asks me if I can do something, I won't even give them an excuse because nobody is cheeky enough to say why.
Why?
So if I don't want to do nothing, I go, oh no, I can't.
That's brilliant.
And I would never have done that when I was younger.
And actually, people wouldn't ask. You just think, oh, yeah. Must be
and
something.
If they asked, I'd go, mind your business.
Mind your business, you cheeky bastard.
If I wanted to share it, I'd share it.
If I asked someone to do something socially and they said, no, I can't, I'd just think, oh, God, that must be something really serious. But in reality, it's probably just because double curry's on.
As well, I think when you're older with your mates, you're all more honest with each other. So where before, if you wanted to like cancel plans at the last minute because you like got to the day and was like, I really cannot be asked getting ready for this night out and sitting with these people. I just want to stay in. Where before you go, oh, listen, I've got a sore throat. I feel really sick. Wait, now with me and my friends, we can just phone and go, listen, I'm not feeling this today. So yeah. You go ahead without me.
I'm not coming.
Come report back.
Because you can't waste a night out with people that you don't want to spend time with.
No, and I don't want to lie to my friends, so I'll just say, look, you have a good time, I can't be asked tonight.
I cannot be bothered. And I'd imagine as you get older, that gets even more.
And I'm saying that everyone's like that as they get older, but my mates are probably like, she's so rude.
I'm not inviting her out again. Cancelling
plans at the last minute with no explanation. And I'm like, oh, everyone does it.
When I'm really old, I'm just going to be like cancelling plans before anyone's asked me to go out with them. Just, if you're thinking of it, forget it, because I can't be arsed. I wasn't thinking of it. I don't want to. Just get out of my garden.
I don't want to be really old.
I don't want to be really old. I'd like to...
We've had this conversation, haven't we? It's like...
What's the age you'd like to pop it at?
It's dead vain, but it depends how good I look.
Well, when you're 97, how good do you think you'll look?
Oh, I don't think I'll look good at all.
I don't think anyone
does. I think
I'll
look like a baldy, tall old man.
Do you know your ears... And your nose never stopped growing, especially in men.
That's only in men.
Maybe it is in men, but you know, as humans grow old, you ever seen like a man who's like 108 and he's on the news because he's the oldest man in the world?
He looks like the BFG.
He does. He looks like Dog Ears Montana from The Dandy. And if humans keep outliving each other, in you know 100 years' time, people are going to be living till they're 200. And can you imagine the ears on them?
It's going to be maybe right. I am no scientist, but maybe your ears get bigger. Because your hearing gets crap as you get old. So the ears are made to grow, to absorb more sound.
To compensate for that.
To compensate for your loss of hearing.
Maybe. And maybe the reason our eyesight gets worse as we get older is to try and prolong our attractiveness to our partner. <'Cause>
Have we just turned into Desmond Morris? Jesus Christ. We should be doing lectures in universities.
We should be.
With this narrative.
We should be. It's just a shame that we're totally underqualified.
When I read that about the ears, though, I remember going to see my granddad, and every time I went, I'd just have a little, like, just check his ears out and see if they were noticeably bigger.
They do look like they're from a joke shop at a certain age, don't they?
It stayed dead little and cute, though, so it's fine, yeah.
It's the hair that I have a problem with now. I have to tweeze mine. Like, I don't mean, like...
On your head?
Oh, my ears?
Oh, I was going to say, not that must take ages.
No, it just bit me head, and then I realised, oh God, my ears like are just like Brillo pads, and then I never used to do that.
Oh, I have to tweeze my chin. Oh, that's the worst thing. It's the most degrading thing ever. I have to like, it's full like, I wake up of a morning and I look like Dave Lee Travis. It's so bad.
And he's got other connotations now as well.
Well, I know.
So. I don't know if that was.
I don't
was
think
ever.
He is, you know. I don't think he was one.
Sorry, apologies if I don't know.
Apologies to the hairy cornflake.
Get him back on the radio. Let's get a campaign started now.
No, that's one part of aging that I really hate.
Should we move on to another subject?
I think we shall.
Shall.
Okay, Lady Mary.
Yeah. Who do you think you are? So our next subject this week is rude people. Which, you know, we all encounter rude people from time to time. Sometimes we are the rude person. How do you deal with rudeness?
I do the classic passive-aggressive thing of going, you're welcome. Say, like, I hold the door open for someone and they just walk through. Or if I let someone out in the car, I'm not as...
Yeah.
I mean, my language a little bit more Anglo-Saxon then.
I try to, because I do that all the time, the passive-aggressive thing. What we should do is probably just say to them, excuse me, I've just held the door open for you. You've been very rude, but you've just walked through and not said thanks. Because people generally don't realise what they're doing.
I would never say that to somebody.
I would never say that to... No, I'm far too much...
And part of me goes, what kind of day have they had before got to this point where they were rude and let the door go in my face?
Yeah. Before they ruined your day unnecessarily.
Knobheads.
I try and sort of think, what would the Buddhists do? Like, what would the Buddhists do? Because they wouldn't get angry and use passive aggressiveness, would they? They'd probably say something like...
Yeah, but if that's our the way we apply that to... Imagine applying that to everything. We'd never get nothing done.
The Buddhists are great, aren't they? But, yeah, anger can be quite useful. If you're grating cheese, anger is the best emotion because you just fucking...
Yeah, that... I mean, I when I'm angry, I always find it... One time I was so angry, this is something I try to do, and try it because it really works and you feel dead stupid afterwards. I was so angry, I tried to rip a cushion in half. A cushion off the couch. And I just went... And I couldn't do it, but I tried for ages and used all my strength. And then afterwards I put it down and laughed at myself.
Yeah, so kind of useful.
But the best place to get your anger out is in the car, because you're in the car on your own, no one can hear you. But I did a thing. So speaking of rude people, this is an expert. This happened to me the other week. So we have a man in our street who's a mechanic. So he looks after our cars, and he'd fixed my car. And this is like part of this. So I was coming home from I'd been out. I was coming home, and I was turning from the main road into the side road. So I was going right into the side road, and this car was coming out. So I had right away to go right. And as I went to go right, bear in mind, it was a busy main road, he went up all out. And I went, oh, you soft twat. And I went, oh, let me fit. And then I just saw this face, and he went, and it was the man who'd fixed me car, like not 3 days ago. And I'd nearly died on the spot. So I got home and I didn't say nothing to anyone. Anyway, my car had to go back that week, and I didn't. And my fella took my car for me, and I didn't tell him what had happened. And he said he dropped the car off, and the man came to the door, and he laughed. He said he was laughing his head off. But then my fella came in and went, "Why didn't you tell me what happened?" And I was like, "I couldn't felt embarrassed."
Could you not turn like, "Oh, you soft twat, are you?"
Then he did say to my fella, "Oh no." She was right to call me that, because it wasn't my way to go. It was up to her. She had right away. He went, I was done the same. And I was like, oh, I feel all right now.
Yeah, that's it. Well, rude people need to be held to account. And if someone's been, like, I don't think you were being rude there. He was being rude, and you had to kind of, you know, swear at
then
him.
Then I reacted very badly.
Yeah, but what if we lived in a world where everyone was a Buddhist except the rude people? You just have all these knobheads just kind of free reign. They could do what they want. And then everyone else just kind of going, it's okay, man. It's all right. We're all God's people. That's no good.
You do you,
and I'll do your fucking car, mate.
Slash your tires.
Treat me like that again. I've just... Like,
how would we fix rudeness? What would you do? If someone said to you, right, what can we do? How can we educate people not to be rude?
Well, I think there's a thing about the energy that you pass on to other people. I don't mean that in like a spiritual sense. I mean, like, if you're walking around dead angry, you're going to make other people angry. And then they're going to make other people angry. It's going to have a ripple effect in it. So if you're kind of carrying a little bit of calm with you, even if someone's angry to you, unless they need to be bitten, literally bitten, unless you need to go back to them. Like, if you're calm, then that should spread a little bit of calm, don't you think?
Yeah, I think what I've worked in it, like offices where we speak directly to customers in the past, and you get a lot of people who think it's okay to talk to you whichever way they want. And I've learned that the more horrible they are to me, the nicer I am to them. And in the end, they really don't know what to do with it. So you just kill people with kindness.
That's a good strategy.
That's the way to fix rude people.
Because as well as fixing them, it also winds them up.
Yeah.
So you're kind of batting it back to them without actually rising to them.
A little bit of satisfaction knowing that they know that they're not getting to you.
Yeah, especially if they can see your face. They're going
to take it out on some other poor bastard after they've spoken to you.
Just take this elsewhere. Yeah. But that's a good solution, I think.
I think so.
Should we do one more subject then?
Have we got time?
Have we got time for one more subject? I think we've got time, haven't we? So our next subject is the national curriculum. Well, cover that in 3 minutes, can't we?
3 minutes,
can
yeah.
Fix that. What's our 3 minute solution to the national curriculum? What do you know about the national curriculum at the moment? Because I'm a little bit out of touch. But
well, I remember being in school. I don't know if you do. You should, because you're younger than me.
I do.
But I remember learning things, which at the time were put to us that you've got to know algebra, you've got to know Venn diagrams, you've got to know this, that, and the other. Never used a Venn diagram in my life. Never saw the need for it. And now we have phones and social media. But I think that what I would change about the curriculum is to make practical subjects more.
Yeah.
Like when you do cookery in school and they go, yeah, we're going to make a spaghetti bolognese from scratch. No. I'm not going to do that.
That's not useful.
If I want a spaghetti bolognese from scratch, I'll go to an Italian restaurant. If I want a spaghetti bolognese in the house, I get a jar of Dolmio and some mince.
Yeah, just mix it all in.
Teach us things that we're going to use.
Yeah, things that are useful as a man or as a boy. Like how to deal with like an aggressive incident in a club, you know.
Imagine workshopping that in school.
Get your keys in between your fingers, right in the eye, he's down. Move on to the next one. Yeah. Go for the biggest one. Knock him down. Assert your dominance.
Yeah.
Or just run away. I mean, either way, just get out of trouble. But that's a like a real thing that people are going to like struggle with.
Paying bills. Debt.
Managing money. Yeah. Managing time, which is something that we're perhaps going to have to go back to school to, because I think we're coming to the end of this episode. Aww. So
just when it was getting juicy.
Well, we can revisit this.
We can.
This could be a module if we're doing a national curriculum issue.
Coursework.
Homework that we can, you know, have assessed by an independent adjudicator. Do you think we fixed or failed on today's episode?
Don't think we fixed aging. I think we just moaned about it.
I think we just moaned. There's a couple of positives, but mainly moaned. I think rude people, we had a couple of ideas.
We fixed that.
I think we fixed that. Smashed that.
Use that. Kill them with kindness, everybody.
National curriculum, I think we got a D minus. I don't think we really...
Didn't apply ourselves.
I don't think we really... We left it till the last minute, didn't we?
Like just like we used to with our homework.
Should have started that earlier. But that'll see us for this week. So thanks for listening. And or watching if you're on YouTube.
Yeah, if you're on YouTube.
Come and say hello on social media, on all our channels.
Please do. Come to us with your problems. We're here to help.
We're here to guide you through the sticky soup that is life.
Ugh.
Ugh. That didn't mean to sound as audible as it
I'm not
did.
Guiding you through any sticky soup. Sam can.
Just avoid the soup. Just
avoid anything sticky.
Stay on solids. And we'll see you next week.
Yes. Bye, everyone.